certain traits of character that many men display, which in myself I've curbed as much as could be. But take a vote of any woman's club, and they will say that even I am scarcely all I should be. I drink and gamble now and then, and stay out late at night, although my vices as a rule are few. But like the men of every clime, I must confess that all my time is taken up in trying to be true. For everybody else's girl looks better to me than mine. Each new one has for me a fascination. I don't know where the fault can be, and such a thing, it seems to me, demands a psychologic explanation. Why is it that when we're alone, my sweetheart seems a queen, but when I take her out with me to dine, though she may be superbly gowned, when I sit down and look around, why, everybody else's girl looks better to me than mine. The women have no sympathy with such a state of mind, which is to them an infamous condition. But learn the truth regarding any man, and you will find that they are all in quite the same position. We seem to have a general capacity for love, which seems to grow when it has once begun. Although I fear polygamy would never make a hit with me, it's hard enough to get along with one. Still, everybody else's girl looks better to me than mine. Perhaps it is a weakness I inherit. In Bible days of plenty, all the men had 10 or 20. But today, what they would spend, I couldn't spare it. It's only human nature to desire what is not ours. We never think the fruit we have is fine, as is the luscious-looking peach that's hanging just beyond our reach. So everybody else's girl looks better to me than mine.